Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email it to me, box13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives. And become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/radiodetectives. Today's episode is brought to you by the financial support of our listeners. Thanks so much for your support. I do want to encourage you to take a look at the articles we've got at greatdetectives.net. On Saturday, I'll be posting my review of The History of Harry Nile, Set 3. And then also, on Sunday, I'll conclude with a look at the most dramatically powerful episodes that we've done in the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio. We will celebrate 1,000 episodes with a second download on Tuesday, so be looking for that. Well, now it's time for today's episode of the lineup, the Railroad Roundhouse Roundup Case.
Ladies and gentlemen, we take you now behind the scenes of a police headquarters in a great American city, where under the cold, glaring lights will pass before us the innocent, the vagrant, the thief, the murderer. This is The Lineup.
Busy tonight.
Yeah, Stillman boys are in the line. Half of the people in here are witnesses.
Well, Stillman boys are popular. They deserve a good audience.
Are we still going to play Tuesday?
As far as I know.
Your house?
Yeah.
Look, this time let's settle on a limit and stick to it, huh?
Yeah, it starts getting out of hand.
It sure does, and it's that stupid partner of yours, that stupid Irish luck. He gets real courageous when he wins a few bucks. Diamond Jim Greb.
You think he's been taking grabs?
No, no kidding. Now, let's stay away from some of those wild things he gets on. Lowball with Jack Swile. What is that, really?
Oh, now, come on.
Oh, well, it's almost that bad. He had something wild and lowball.
Oh, he didn't play it. He was just kidding.
With my money, he was kidding.
May I have your attention, please? Yes. You people out there on the other side of the wire in the audience room. May I have your attention,
sit down.
Okay, I'll see you later.
Right.
Thank you. My name is Greb. Sergeant Matt Greb, I'll explain the lineup to you. Each of the suspects you will see will be numbered. I'll call off a number, their name, and charge. At the end of each line, when I ask for questions or identifications, call out the number. If you're sure or not too sure of the suspect, have him held. The officers who took your name will assist you. They're seated among you. When the prisoners leave here, they are sent to the washroom and dressed back into their jail clothes. It makes it quite difficult to bring them back after they leave here. The questions I ask these suspects are merely to get a natural tone of voice, so do not pay too much attention to their answers, as they often lie. Okay, bring on the line. All right, boys, come on, keep it moving. Right over here to the end of the stage. Now turn and face front. Hands to your sides, look straight ahead. When I call your name and number, step out and talk up. It's a big room, so let the people in the back hear you. All right, number one, Jules Simpson, robbery. You always wear glasses, Jules?
Well, no, not always. I go to bed at night. I don't wear them then.
Well, that's real bright of you. Take them off.
Well, I can't see.
You could see pretty good the night of the 23rd.
Night of the 23rd? Well, I had the glasses on then all night.
Take them off.
Okay.
Don't look at me. Look at the audience.
Well, I can't look at nothing. I can't see.
Pretend you can. Face front.
Okay.
Where do you live?
446 North River Street.
Well, is that a house, a hotel, or what?
Or what?
What?
Well, it's supposed to be a hotel, but I just wouldn't swear to that. It's been called a lot of things.
Where do you work?
Well, I ain't been.
For how long?
Well, a year, maybe.
How do you pay your rent?
Who says I did?
The manager of the hotel. He says you paid your rent.
Well, not regularly.
Well, he says that too, but he says you paid it.
Well, I've been getting compensation.
From what?
Well, I worked a year ago. I had lots of jobs. I made enough to get a social security number. 5328-1757. Is that okay?
What kind of a car were you driving when you were picked up?
Well, it was a Buick, you see, man.
What color?
Well, I just don't remember that.
Where'd you get it?
Well, I borrowed it.
Who'd you borrow it from?
Well, I just don't remember that, yeah.
Your memory's weaker than your eyes.
Well, I guess it is.
Have any weapons on you?
Oh, no, no.
The arresting officer found a .32 automatic in the glove compartment.
Well, it's not mine. Oh, the guy who owned the car, he must have put it there. I'm clean on that rap.
Okay, step back.
Oh, can I put my glasses on?
Put them on.
Oh, yes, a guy could break a leg up here.
He sure could. Now step back. Okay, number two, John Stillman. Where do you live, John?
East Side.
Chalk up.
East Side.
Can you people hear him out there?
Not very well.
I told you when you walked down here to talk up. Now, come on, do it.
You scare me. East Side.
I don't want to scare you, John. Just tell the people what you do.
I'm not working.
Did you ever?
Oh, sure, sometimes when I was a kid. Not much future in it.
You arrested with anybody?
Oh, just Bob and Trav.
Bob and Travis Stillman, number 3 and 4. Any weapons?
38 Colt automatic, 38 Smith & Wesson revolver, 2 rifles, 1 single shot, and a 30-30.
Going hunting?
That's a funny remark.
Hold your head up.
Sure.
Take your hands out of your pockets.
Okay, okay.
Now, where do you live?
I told you.
We're on the east side.
78 108th Street.
Step back.
There you are.
What?
Nothing.
Number three, Travis Stillman. Come on, Trav. Come on, move it.
I'm tired.
Yeah, you look it. Where do you live?
Same place as John.
78 108th Street?
That's it. Bob don't live with us, though. He's married.
I'll ask Bob.
Okay.
Tell the people when you were arrested. Where you were arrested?
In an alley.
In an alley where?
I was in a crate. A packing crate.
What were you doing in there?
Trying to get from being arrested.
What are you wearing?
Yeah,
oh,
so
nice job.
Okay.
Well, John isn't working anyway.
That's what I mean.
How old are you?
I just got a call from Mr. Arthur Fisher, manager of the Parkway Hotel in Lexington.
Homicide?
Yeah. Found the body of one of his tenants stuffed in the trunk in the basement.
Examination, I'd say she'd been dead about a week.
In the trunk?
Yeah, looks like strangulation. It's a little hard to tell right now, but I'll do an autopsy as soon as we get her downtown.
Okay, I'll see you down there.
Right. Okay, boys, clean it up.
Where's your manager? In his room. Name's Fisher. Let's go talk to him. We haven't had one in the trunk in a long time. Any identification? One of the tenants. Fisher said her name was Green. Lived with her husband. Where's the husband?
This way. Can't locate the husband. They live in 311, but the husband hasn't shown up. Fisher says he hasn't seen him for about a week. This is it. The woman's been dead about a week.
You got somebody looking over 3011?
Yeah, Carger's up there. We talked with Fisher, saw the body, and Carger went up to...
Come in.
Oh, Mr. Fisher, this is Lieutenant Guthrie.
How do you do? How
are you, Mr. Fisher?
Sit down. Sit down, please.
Thank you. I understand the woman was one of your tenants.
Yes. Can I get you something? Some coffee or something?
No, thank you.
It's turning cold out. I put some coffee on to boil. Yes, the woman is Mrs. Green. She lives... maybe I should say lived in 311.
With her husband?
Mr. Green, yes. He hasn't been around for about a week. I'll bet he did it.
With both of them gone for a week, didn't you miss him?
When Green left, he said he and his wife were planning a short trip. I didn't think anything until I opened that trunk. Boy, that was the most awful thing I've ever seen. I'll think about that the rest of my life.
Did the Greens argue much?
Not too much. They had a couple of good ones, but who don't? Wait till my wife gets home. She never did like Green. Told me I should get rid of them.
Why'd she want that?
She didn't like him. Green told her to mind her business one day, and she didn't like him after that. Not much reason, though. Between you and me, I wish more people would tell my wife to mind her business.
What do you know about the Greens? Where'd they come from?
Well, they told me Kansas City.
Missouri?
Missouri? Oh, yeah, there's a Kansas City, Kansas, isn't there? No, they didn't tell me which, just Kansas City.
Hmm. And what was his first name?
Joe. Hers was Louise.
What day did he leave?
6 days, about Tuesday, I think.
I'll make sure.
Well, I'm pretty sure it was Tuesday.
Hmm. How long have they lived here?
About 3 months.
What did Joe Green do?
Well, I don't know. He paid his rent. I never asked him what he did. We weren't very friendly. Didn't go out much.
We want a good description.
Oh, I can give you that. You know, I never thought I'd get mixed up in nothing like this. You read about things like this, but you never think you're going to get mixed up in them. The coffee is boiling over. Excuse me.
Sure. What do you think, Ben?
I don't know.
Her husband?
Sure looks like it. If it isn't, he better have a good story.
Somebody killed a woman and stuffed her in a trunk.
Yeah, I heard.
Everybody's making coffee.
I was getting tired. You want some?
Yeah, I'll take a cup.
Any suspects?
The husband. He disappeared about the same time the woman was killed. Manager gave us a pretty good description. The lab boys got some clear prints from the room. Running a check on him now. Strong, isn't
it? Well, it probably is. I didn't measure.
Got any identifications on the Stillman boys?
6.
Oh, great.
Had a little trouble, too. You missed a good show. Bob Stillman got sore at his kid brother. We nearly had a family fight on the stage.
Oh, you made better coffee. Yeah.
Bob Stillman's close. I think maybe he's going to tell us all about it.
You need me?
He likes you.
Okay, we'll be down.
Can I come?
Yeah. Hey, maybe you should bring some of that coffee.
Huh?
You could give it to Stillman. One swallow of that stuff and you confess to anything.
You're sure getting grouchy in your old age.
Yeah, you'd think after being married 11 years, you'd at least have learned how to make a good cup of coffee.
Molly's neglected my education.
Oh, now, don't blame your faults on that sweet little girl.
You're prejudiced because she teach. Say, what about the woman in the trunk? How long?
Dave says about a week. He's doing an autopsy now.
I hope the lab comes up with something on those prints.
Where'd you go then?
To a bar.
What bar? Oh, hello, Ben.
Hi.
I'm tired. Let me get some sleep.
Hello, Bob.
Hello.
You're tired, eh, Bob?
Who's that?
Guthrie.
Oh. I'm real tired, Lieutenant. Can I rest for a while?
You're not my case, Bob. I have to ask Quine.
I've been asking him for the last hour.
He won't tell me who else was in on the Prentice job.
You know who else was in on it. Work on Trav and John.
They're just blaming on Bob here.
Hey, you're nuts. You're just trying to work us.
Look, Bob, Six witnesses identified the three of you.
For Pete's sake, lay off. I don't care if 6 dozen people identified us. I'm just tired.
Bob.
Yeah?
Ben.
Yeah, what is it?
Sorry, but it's important.
Oh, look, okay. Bob, if you're smart and you're acting that way, you better... We got a report on those prints from Green's room. You know who Green is? Benny Kirk.
Holy.
Got an FBI kickback on him. They're really interested.
Well, they should be. They rate Kirk number one.
I'd like to have him.
Well, who wouldn't? What about the woman?
His wife, all right. They were married in Covington, Kentucky in 1938. She's got a minor record.
Got an APB?
A few minutes ago. Well, wait for me. I'll be right out.
Don't believe a word of what you say, Bob. We know what you were doing.
Then why keep asking?
I've got to work on this 411, Quine. I won't be able to stick around.
Okay, Bob.
Now, look, Bob. Take my advice. You're going to save yourself a lot of trouble if you can...
Yeah.
Do you know Benny Kirk, Bob?
I heard of him. Who hasn't?
Yeah. He's a number one boy in your world. He just did a sloppy job of killing his wife.
Kirk?
Yeah, kickback. He stuffed her in the trunk and skipped.
So what's that got to do with me?
You're 28, aren't you?
That's right.
When Kirk was 28, he was probably a lot like you. About the same record. He's only around 33 now.
Hey, look, what's this all about?
Think about it, Bob. Now he's killed somebody. And I'll lay you 8 to 5, he's dead inside of a year.
If you catch him.
We will. Think about it. Come on, man. Do when you can't see over them, man.
Look around the corner.
Okay, base is high.
Nickel.
Here, Matt, give me 5 whites.
5?
4.
That's the way he wins.
Wins? You ready for him?
Well, come on. Throw one in.
Okay. 6, 8.
A pair.
Yeah, bet him. Little 3.
It's about time.
Ace.
2 bits.
Climbing.
You win, Quine?
No. Everybody in?
Run them.
3, 7, possible straight. Ace.
Deuce. Oh, come on. You've seen aces before.
Yeah, all night.
Well, you're not in. What are you beefing about?
I'm beefing, too.
Yeah? 2 bits. Everybody?
Getting to be a matter of pride.
Well, if you're so proud, why don't you raise me?
Sit up, proud. That's stupid.
Come on, run them.
Everybody then?
Yeah.
Four. Okay. Yeah. 3, fair.
Yeah.
9, still possible.
Yeah.
4, and a king,
okay.
Fair.
I was fugitive.
What?
Authorities in West Virginia holding Benny Kirk.
They got him?
They're sending him up. He'll be on tomorrow's train.
Hey, that's a feather in our cap. We get to prosecute.
I'm betting a half.
Any confession?
No, they didn't say.
Come on. A half.
You're sure proud of those 2 aces?
They're worth a half.
I'm out.
Well, how about you, Dave?
Oh, raise your half.
That's going. Dave beat his brains out.
Anybody want some beer?
Yeah. Yeah.
How about you, Klein?
Huh? Yeah, I'll
pay
have
your
one.
Money
okay.
If you want to look.
Anybody else?
Yeah, I'll have one, Ben.
Let me see. You're 50 and 50 more.
Oh, no.
You think you're going to make us believe...
I'm not trying to make you numbheads believe anything.
He's bluffing.
Well?
Well, what? Okay, if I take my time? He's bluffing.
Well, why don't you call him? Oh, you got to call him.
No.
What are you out of your mind?
Thank you, boys. Thank you. Do you have him?
He didn't call.
Come on, let's see your whole card.
No. You mustn't peek. No.
He was bluffing.
Okay. Deal me in. Will you look at that stack?
All right. Now, this is going to be low ball.
Anything wild?
One-eyed Jack.
I know it.
What's the matter with Jacks?
It's nearly three.
Yeah. Now, here comes the station agent.
She's coming in the yards now.
Oh, thanks.
You can go down this way.
Turning cold?
Yeah, sure is.
Yeah, we've been pretty lucky for this late in the year.
Good football weather.
Oh, this ramp. You, picking up anybody special?
Benny Kirk.
Benny Kirk. That's special. Who got him?
A rookie in Elkins, West Virginia.
Doesn't it figure? Guy like Kirk beats the best of them for years, and he gets careless, and a rookie kicks him out.
Hey, what's that?
Well, I don't know. It's the conductor.
Hey, police.
Ben. Yeah.
Hey,
what's wrong?
Judy.
The officer who was with Kirk is hurt. Kirk got away. Jumped off the train about 100 yards back. Where the officer's guns.
Where's the officer?
In this coat right here in B. He needs a doctor.
Well, I'll give one.
It's all right.
Say, Kirk jumped?
About 100 yards back. He was hurt, too. They must have had...
Matt, put out a call. Surround the yards.
Right, Ben.
Can I do something?
Yeah. Go stay with the officer.
You going after Kirk?
Yeah. Bleeding, all right.
Hey, listen.
Hold it.
Don't shoot. I work here. Don't shoot. You're looking for some guy?
Who slugged you?
Some guy. You're looking for him. Tall guy. Had two guns.
Yeah, I'm looking for him. I'm a police officer. You better sit down.
Yeah. Oh, he sure belted me. Look at all that blood.
Now, which way did he go?
Into the roundhouse over there. He was hurt. I just ran into him, and he slugged me when I asked him what he was doing.
Okay, you better take it easy now.
I better get to a doctor. Oh, I'm getting dizzy.
There'll be some men along in a minute.
I better get to a doctor right away. I haven't felt it good, but never this good. Maybe I got a fracture.
Well, you take it easy. I've got to get in that roundhouse.
Now, watch yourself. He's hurt, and he's mean. I'm just lucky he didn't shoot me.
Okay, you take it easy.
Yeah. You better take it easy, too. He's got two guns.
Kirk? Kirk? Give it up, Kirk.
I'm hurt, Copper. That stupid jerk in the train shot me in the gut before I split his head.
Then give it up. We'll get you to a doctor.
Give it up for what? I've had it.
Okay. And what do you want to do?
I want to see how long I can stay alive. I want you to come in a different.
I got all the time in the world. Kirk? Hey, Kirk! Come on, you're hurt. Come on out and I'll get you to a doctor. Kirk?
You see, Copper? You ain't got the time you think. If I don't make a noise, maybe you guess I'm dead. Then you come in, and I blow your head off.
I can wait.
I might just die on you. You wait all night. That's gonna be funny, Copper. I can't win. But I'm gonna make you work for me.
Use your head, Kirk.
I gotta die anyway. I do it my way. If I can get Joe or any of the stinking cops to fucking his... You're not even warm. You gotta come back to get me. You're gonna cross a lot of open ground. Go on! Shoot your head off! You won't pick me out.
Kirk! There'll be enough guns in here in a minute.
Blow up my shot! Go on! I got 3 feet of concrete in front of me. Go on! Bring in your gun! Over! I got 6 more left. You hear me, you stupid pig? I got 6 more left! I'm saving them for you or anybody else.
Then keep down. Archer, where is he?
On the other side. I can't spot him.
Well, there's a lot of ground between.
Yeah, and he likes it. He's hurt and he wants to shoot it out.
Beth, keep your head down.
Yeah, what is it?
Where is he?
On the other side. If you come over, do it on your face.
Ben.
Yeah.
Couldn't somebody get down that side?
Well, how?
Keep him busy.
He says he's behind 3 feet of concrete.
Tear gas.
Get it.
Fine.
Yeah, man.
Bring a gas gun.
Right.
Bring a couple.
Wait.
Kirk! Come on out with your hands up. Oh, we'll gas you out. Well, I guess he's not worried about it. Here they come.
Here they come, Spotter?
No. He's over there someplace.
It's a big area. We got 6 shells.
Well, then start dropping them over there.
All right. Four bits, I find him.
You got a bet. I'll take that side from the center track.
Okay.
Kirk! I'll give you one more chance!
Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Give it to him.
The barn is too open.
Yeah, it's holding pretty well.
Not bad.
All right. Give them the other 4. Space them about 10 yards apart.
Ready?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Nothing yet.
Hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Yeah, he's coughing.
Yeah, yes, he is.
Hey, you lucky pig! You lucky pig!
Here he comes, Ben.
I can't see him yet.
You don't take me like that!
There he is! Easy. Yeah, he's down.
Let's get him out of here. This stuff is making me sick.
Hey.
Huh?
4 bits. Pay me.
The lineup. Where before you pass the innocent, the vagrant, the thief, The Murderer. Listen again next week when we again bring you The Lineup.
May I have your attention, please? You people out there on the other side of the wire in the audience room, may I have your attention, please? Thank you. My name is Greb. Sergeant Matt Greb. I'll explain the lineup to you. Each of the suspects you will see will be numbered. I'll call off a number, their name and charge. If you have any questions or identifications, please remember the number assigned to the president of that call.
Lineup, starring Bill Johnstone as Lieutenant Ben Guthrie and Wally Mayer as Sergeant Matt Greb, is written by Blake Edwards with music composed and conducted by Eddie Dunstetter. Featured in tonight's cast were Hi Everback, Howard McNear, Peter Leeds, Clayton Post, Dave Young, Sidney Miller, and Herb Butterfield. The lineup is produced and directed by Jaime Del Valle.
Welcome back. Well, what stands out to me in this episode is the performance of Wally Mayer as a Sergeant Matt Grebs. Sadly, this is believed to be the last original episode featuring Wally Mayer. There are two other episodes, but both are marked on the Digital Deli as possible rebroadcasts. So this very well could have been the very last one that Wally Mayer originally recorded, with the two previous ones being reruns. This episode aired on November 29th, 1951. There were a couple episodes after that. The December 6th one, the Bastille-bound Bad Boys case, but that one we don't have in our possession. And then there was three episodes that were marked by the Digital Deli as possible rebroadcast. Mayer died on December 27th, 1951, a little less than a month after this episode aired. And it was definitely, I think it's going to be hard to imagine the lineup without him, because he really brought a great amount of humanity to the character of Matt Greb. And really this great dynamic between him and Bill Johnstone, that's just a classic. I haven't listened to a ton of the post-Wally Mayer episodes, but it's definitely a huge loss to the program. It should be noted that December 1951 was not a good month for great radio character actors playing sidekick character on detective shows. That same month, earlier in December, Barton Yarborough, who played Ben Romero on Dragnet, passed away. And they actually made the episode The Big Sorrow, in which Ben Romero died in the story. I've never heard in any of the episodes I've listened to post-Matt Greb any acknowledgement of the character, but he actually died on the day that The Big Sorrow aired. We'll hear Greb, I believe, in a couple of these future episodes that are rebroadcast, but this is the last original one. And in many ways, I have to wonder, as I've listened to this performance by Mayer, how much this influenced the character of Frank Smith that would come on Dragnet. Because the character that Wally Mayer played was very different than Ben Romero. Romero was, I think, while he was married, he was a lot more of a grumpy a character. While Mayer played Matt Greb as this very quirky, fun character with just a lot of different characteristics, including trying to get the single lieutenant married off. So it's definitely, as I've listened to this, I can definitely see how somehow or another, if not influencing Jack Webb directly, it may have influenced Ben Alexander. I mentioned this possibility before, but Ben Alexander was a game show host and businessman prior to taking on this responsibility. So it's, and he was a fan of Dragnet, so it's possible he also could have listened to the lineup as well. So it's definitely an interesting question as to how much, you know, Dragnet definitely influenced the start of the lineup. But did the lineup in some way influence the much better known Dragnet program? All right, well, that will do it for today. We'll be back with another episode of The Lineup next week. In the meantime, send your comments to Box 13 at GreatDetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/Radio Detectives. Remember, 1,000th episode special coming up on Tuesday. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.